All right, coming up later this month, it is the St. Louis Walk to End Alzheimer's. It's Saturday, October 26th at Chesterfield Amphitheater in Central Park. I am joined right now by Jennifer Schaefer. She is the Walk Director for the Greater Missouri Chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. Jennifer, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you, Scott. We are thrilled this year with the number of individuals that are planning to join us on October 26th. At the Walk to End Alzheimer's St. Louis. And as Walk Director for St. Louis, I have that privilege of being part of this mission to end Alzheimer's.
Well, give me a little bit of history about this event.
Well, I am very happy to share with you that the St. Louis community responds when the call goes out to end Alzheimer's. And very happy to share that the St. Louis Walk, among 620 walks for at least the past 8 years, has been in the top 10. That means that they have been part of the million-dollar club. And so we send up $1 million that comes back and stays in our community here to support care and support groups, education programs with civic and corporate partners, as well as scientific research. You may have heard of Washington University School of Medicine Knight Alzheimer's Disease Research Center here in St. Louis is a big part of our mission and leading the way to find a cure for this disease.
Well, what are some of the latest developments in research and treatment for Alzheimer's?
Well, Scott, as many of us know who have experienced this journey, we don't have a cure yet for Alzheimer's disease, but we are starting to unlock an era of hope in the pharmaceutical realm that is creating drugs that specifically attack the disease and not necessarily treatment of the symptoms, but the actual disease itself.
And it sounds like from the way you phrase that, you have some personal experience with this disease?
I do. I lost a dear family member last year after 13 years in the battle. So it's professional for me, but it's very personal. And I join with our constituents here in St. Louis and nationwide in understanding this disease at a very personal level.
And I'm sure a lot of the people who participate have the same sort of feeling that they've either taken care of someone or they know someone who is suffering from it. I looked at the stats, 120,000 Missourians living with dementia or Alzheimer's, another 220,000 serve as caregivers. So that part of it also people sometimes forget what it is to give the care to somebody. That's a very big challenge.
It is. And, you know, we love our caregivers that are in the journey with a loved one and the caregivers who give of themselves. And we're finding out 6 in 10 individuals in the workforce today, Scott, are caregivers. So, you know, they may put in an 8 or 10 hour day at their company job and then go home and do another complete round, around the clock care for a loved one. Our caregivers, we put our arms around the caregivers in this journey just as much as the individual who is going through the journey with the disease.
And what exactly does the Alzheimer's Association do?
Well, that's a loaded question, Scott.
I figured it might be.
There are many things that the Walk to End Alzheimer's nationwide, the dollars that we fundraise, go directly back to the community. About 78-79% of those dollars raised go to care and support groups. There's over 20 care and support groups right here in the St. Louis community. It also goes for education programs. You know, corporate and civic organizations recognize that education is always going to give us an advantage point in understanding this disease. And so we have, you know, different care and support education programs that, you know, everything from 10 warning signs to, you know, 10 healthy habits for your brain. It's never too late to have that lifestyle change to support good brain health.
Let's go over the logistics for the walk, which is coming up on Saturday, October 26th. So what are the logistics? Sure.
Well, logistics, Chesterfield Amphitheater and the community of Chesterfield welcomes us with open arms. So at 8 o'clock in the morning, the walk venue there at Chesterfield Amphitheater in Central Park will open. And we'll welcome what we anticipate around 3,000 of our new best friends. And some of those are returning individuals. We're very fortunate here in the St. Louis market that over 70% of teams that walk with us on walk day have walked previously. So very fortunate to have that level of support. But 8 o'clock, things get started. At 9:25, the national anthem will be performed. And then 9:30, we have our opening and Promise Garden ceremony. And at 10 o'clock, we are walking.
And how can people register, get involved?
We would love to really meet our goal or surpass our goal of 3,300 online registered participants. We will offer registration on walk day. So your listeners are welcome to show up. We will take care of them. But in the meantime, they can also register for the walk at www.alz.org/STL walk. And they can register as well as donate.
Great. Jennifer Schaefer, the walk director for the Greater Missouri Chapter of the Alzheimer's Association, the St. Louis Walk to End Alzheimer's, next Saturday at the Chesterfield Amphitheater in Central Park. Jennifer, thanks so much.
Thanks, Scott. Let's do this in this era of hope right now. Thank you, St. Louis.